हरे ॐ सहना भवतु सहना भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सनि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
What section were we on? How did that get there? 57. Yeah. Oh, we're completely in the wrong section. We're in the wrong part of it. It was on 57, but of the next part of it. Aha, okay, so we've gotten up to the point where Astika, he had come and praised the king. And at the same time was always throwing in the aspect of let all our dynasties be, you know, how you say, prosperous. So the king won't know that Astika is actually from the snake dynasty. Right? He won't know that. So therefore, then, you know, he'll be in that mood. And now, having said so much, he's a small boy, he's so wise, you know, it's special, you know. So he wants to give him a boon. And the priests and everything are saying, wait until Takshuka has come to the fire, then after that we can stop, give a boon, and then we can continue. And so then, now they say that Takshuka will come, but he's residing with Indra at this point. And, okay. And then, Lohitaksha also had confirmed this. Right? Because he had just visited there. Asked by the king on the present location, he again told the monarch, Sire, it is even so as the Brahmanas have said. Knowing the Puranas, I say, O monarch, that Indra hath granted him this boon, saying, Dwell with me in concealment, and Agni shall not burn thee. Right? Because the Puranas are all, means the Puranas are eternal, all these. So you'll have the stories there from before, from the previous time that the snake sacrifice was done. Sauti continued, hearing this, the king installed in the sacrifice became very sorry and urged the Hotri to do his duty. And as the Hotri with mantras began to pour clarified butter into the fire, Indra himself appeared on the scene. and the illustrious one came in his car, adorned by all the gods standing around, followed by masses of clouds, celestial singers, and the several bevies of celestial dancing girls. And Takshaka, anxious with fear, hid himself in the upper garment of Indra and was not visible. Then the king, in his anger, again said under his mantra-knowing brahmanas these words, bent upon the destruction of Takshaka: if the snake Takshaka be in the abode of Indra, cast him into the fire with Indra himself. Sauti continued, urged thus by the king Janamejaya about Takshaka, the Hotri poured libations, naming that snake, then staying there. And even as the libations were poured, Takshaka, with Purandara himself, anxious and afflicted, became visible in a moment in the skies. Then Purandara, seeing that sacrifice, became much alarmed, and quickly casting Takshaka off, went back to his own abode, right? Because he's holding on to him. So when he chants, then he comes along with him. So he decided, I think this is your program. I got some other work to do. After Indra had gone away, Takshaka, the prince of snakes, insensible with fear, was by virtue of the mantras brought near enough the flames of the sacrificial fire. The Ritviks then said, O King of Kings, the sacrifice of thine is being performed duly. It behooveth thee, O Lord, to grant a boon now to this first of Brahmins. Right? Because Takshaka is now called, he's coming, so now you can grant the boon. Janamejaya then said, thou, an immeasurable one of such handsome and childlike features, I desire to grant thee a worthy boon, therefore ask thou that which thou desirest in thy heart. I promise me that I will grant it, even if it be ungrantable. Right? So that means that they will do the impossible, because, you know, they will get it done. So that one is assuring, makes people confident that they can do anything. It also makes it so, themselves, you know, their prowess and everything like that. And when they do the impossible, then others always then sing of their glory. So it has many, many advantages. The king benefits, the people benefit, like that. And besides that, he was only saying this because the person is so special, right? Like that. You know, he would say this to his wife, to his child, to his mother, but to say it to such Brahmins like that means he was very, very impressed with them. Right? Does that make sense? The Ritvik said, O monarch, behold, Takshaka is soon coming under thy control. His terrible cries and loud roar is being heard. Assuredly, the snake hath been forsaken by the wielder of thunder, his body being disabled by your mantras. He is falling from heaven, right? They say, don't say our mantras, it's your mantras. You're the one, we're just coming and we're just operating it. You know, it's just like the chauffeur is driving the car. He doesn't say my car because he's driving it, right? If the car belongs to the person that's there. So therefore, it's by your mantras that it's doing. The priests are chanting it on his behalf. Even now, rolling in the skies and deprived of consciousness, the prince of snakes cometh, breathing loudly. Sauti continued, while Takshaka, the prince of snakes, was about to fall into the sacrificial fire, during those few moments, Astika spoke as follows, O Janamejaya, if thou wouldest grant me a boon, let this sacrifice of thine come to an end, and let no more snakes fall into the fire. O Brahmana, the son of Pariket, being thus addressed by Astika, became exceedingly sorry and replied unto Astika thus, O illustrious one, silver, gold, kine, whatever other possessions thou desirest, I shall give unto thee, but let not my sacrifice come to an end. Right? You know, he didn't expect that. He wants a land. You know, even if he said, let your kingdom, this, that, you know, he'll give it, you know. He didn't expect he'll stop the snake sacrifice. You know, what's the Brahmin need with stopping the snake sacrifice? Astika thereon replied, gold, silver, or kine, I do not ask of thee. O monarch, but let thy sacrifice be ended so that my maternal relations be relieved. Yeah, so now he knows. Right before he just said it, but now he says that they're my family. Sadhya continued. The son of Parikit, being thus addressed by Astika, repeatedly said this unto that foremost of speakers, best of the brahmanas, ask some other boon. O blessed be thou, but O thou of Bhrigu's race, he did not beg any other boon. Then all the Sarasyas, conversant with the Vedas, told the king in one voice, let the Brahman receive his boon. Section 57. Sauti said, Saunaka said, O son of Asuta, I desire to hear the names of all those snakes that fell into the fire of this snake sacrifice. Sauti replied, many thousands and tens of thousands and billions of snakes fell into the fire. A lot of snakes. O most excellent Brahmana, so great is the number that I am unable to count them all. So far, however, as I remember, hear the names I mentioned of the principal snakes cast into the fire. Hear first the names of the principal ones of Vasuki's race alone, of color blue, red, and white, of terrible form and huge body, and deadly poison. Helpless and miserable and afflicted with their mother's curse, they fell into the sacrificial fire like libations of butter. Kotisha, Manasa, Purna, Chala, Pala, Halmaka, Pichachala, Kunnapa, Chakra. Wow. Okay. Kalavega, Prankalana, Hiranya, Vahu, Charana, Kakshaka, Kaladanta. These snakes born of Vasuki fell into the fire. So these must be those in his family. Right? Before, we remember there were the thousand, and he mentioned the principal ones of them. Then they will have had their whole dynasties coming down. So this would be the one just coming from Vasuki. And, O Brahman, and numerous other snakes well born and of terrible form and strength were burnt in the blazing fire. I shall now mention those born in the race of Takshaka. Hear thou their names. Puchandaka, Mandalana, Mandalaka, Pinda Sektri, Ravenaka, Uchochika, Charava, Bangas, Vilwatejas, Vilohana, Sili, Salakara, Muka, Sukumara, Pravepana, Mugara, Shishoruman, Shuruman, and Mahanu. These snakes born of Takshaka fell into the fire. And Paravata, Parijata, Pandara, Harina, Krista, Vibhanga, Sharabha, Meda, Pramoda, Sauhata, Pana, these born in the race of Airavata fell into the fire. Remember before there was that prayer that when Airavata goes out, 28,000 snakes attended. Right? That's his entourage, so he's a big snake. Now here, best of the Brahmanas, the names of the snakes I mentioned born in the race of Kauravya, Eraka, Kundala, Veni, Veniskanda, Kumaraka, Vahuka, Shringavera, Durataka, Pratara, and Astaka. These born in the race of Kauravya fell into the fire. Now here the names I mentioned in order of those snakes endued with the speed of the wind and with virulent poison, born in the race of Dhritarashtra. Sankurkarna, Pitaraka, Kutara, Suhana, Shechaka, Purnagada, Purnamuka, Prahasa, Sakuna, Dadi, Amahata, Kumataka, Shushneha, Vyaha, Bhairava, Mundave, Danga, Pishanga, Udraparaka, Rishabha, Vegavat, Pindarak, Raktaga, Sarvasharanga, Samridhi, Pata, Vasaka, Varahaka, Viranaka, Suchitra, Chitravegika, Parasara, Tarunaka, Manishkanda, and Aruni. O Brahmana, thus I have recited the names of the principal snakes known widely for their achievements. I have not been able to name all, the number being countless. The sons of these snakes, the sons of those sons that were burnt having fallen into the fire, I am unable to mention. They are so many, some of three heads, some of seven, others of ten, of poison like under the fire at the end of the yuga and terrible in form. They were burnt by thousands. Many others of huge bodies, of great speed, tall as mountain summits, of the length of a yama, of a yojana, of two yojanas, capable of assuming at will any form, and of mastering at will any degree of strength, of poison like unto blazing fire, afflicted by the curse of a mother, were burnt in that great sacrifice. They always say of a mother, so I would expect that would be working on the principle that the potency of the mother means one other should always listen to one's mother. Right? One should not avoid listening to one's mother. But they say, meaning that it's that principle. That was what I would gain from that. Because if they say, of your mother, then it makes some bad feelings. But of a mother, then yes, I was cursed by my mother. Does that make sense? Because as soon as you say, cursed by your mother or their mother, then it's like, why would my mother curse me? But if you're cursed by a mother, means, yes, I behaved badly, therefore I was cursed. Does that make sense? It takes it out of the realm, and one will look at what one's done wrong rather than try to find fault in the other person. Does that make sense? So a principle's been broken rather than you're dealing in the relationship here. Section 58. Saudi said, listen now to another very wonderful incident of connection with Astika. When King Janamejaya was about to gratify Astika by granting the boon, the snake Takshaka, thrown off Indra's hands, remained in mid-air without actually falling. Right, so he's stuck there in between while they sit there, and you know he's above the fire, you know, getting ready to be roasted. At the same time, they're discussing whether he should fall into it or not. You know, so it's kind of like, hello, any time now. You know, it's like a. King Janamejaya thereupon became curious, for Takshaka, afflicted with fear, did not at once fall into the fire, although oblations were poured in proper form into the blazing sacrificial agni in his name. Right? So he just got stuck in the air. Shanaka said, it was, O Suta, that the mantras of those wise brahmanas were not potent. Was it, O Suta, that the mantras of those wise brahmanas were not potent, since Takshaka did not fall into the fire? Sauti replied, unto the unconscious Takshaka, that best of snakes, after he had been cast off Indra's hand, Astika had thrice said, stay, stay, stay. And he succeeded in staying in the skies with afflicted heart, like a person somehow staying between the welkin and the earth. Right? Because if he hadn't have said stay, he would have already fallen into the fire. The mantra was chanted. And then the discussion would have been about, you know, the Vasuki doesn't fall into the fire. Right, but because he has said stay, then he's stuck there, you know, in this space. The king then, on being repeatedly urged by the Sarasya, said, let it be done as Astika has said. Let the sacrifice be ended. Let the snakes be safe. Let this Astika also be gratified. O Suta, thy words also be true. When the boon was granted to Astika, plaudits expressive of joy rang through the air. Thus the sacrifice of the son of Prikit, that king of the Pandava race, came to an end. The king Janamejaya of the Bharata race was himself pleased. And on the Ritviks, with the Sarasyas, and on all who had come there, the king bestowed money by hundreds and thousands. And under Sutta Lohitaksha, conversant with the rules of building and foundations. Oh, so Lohitaksha was the one. He was the one building the foundations. And from all that, he could tell that he was in heaven. So this is a different. This is not Lohitaksha the sage. This is the sutta. Unless it's the same, it may be that Lohitaksha is a sutta. I'm not sure. Who had at the commencement said that a Brahmin's. Oh, I see. That was the point, what he meant. That the sutta would be, his words would be true. A Brahman would be the cause of the interruption of the snake sacrifice. And the king gave much wealth. The king of uncommon kindness also gave him various things with food and wearing apparel, according to his desire, and became very much pleased. Then he concluded his sacrifice according to the prescribed rites, and after treating him with every respect, the king in joy sent home the wise Astika, exceedingly gratified, for he had obtained his object. And the king said unto him, thou must come again to become a Sarasya in my great horse sacrifice. And Astika said, yes. And then returned home in great joy, having achieved his great end after gratifying the monarch. And in returning in joy to his uncle and mother, and touching their feet, he recounted to them everything as it had happened. Sauti continued, hearing all he had said, the snakes that had come thither became very much delighted, and their fears were allayed. They were very much pleased with Astika and asked him to solicit a boon, saying, O learned one, what good shall we do thee? At this point, you should probably, pay attention. Astika said, let those brahmanas and other men who shall in the morning or in the evening cheerfully and with attention read the sacred account of this my act have no fear from any of you. That means from snakes, right? And the snakes in joy thereupon said, O nephew, in the nature of thy boon let it be exactly as thou sayest it. That which thou ask we all shall cheerfully do, O nephew. And those also that call to mind Astika, Ariman, and Sunita in the day or in the night shall have no fear of snakes. He again shall have no fear of snakes who will say, I call to mind the famous Astika, born of Jarakaru, that Astika who saved the snakes from the snake sacrifice. Therefore, ye snakes of good fortune, it behooveth you not to bite me. But go ye away, blessed be ye, or go away, thou snake of virulent poison, and remember the words of Astika after the snake sacrifice of Janamejaya. That snake who does not cease from biting after hearing such mention of Astika shall have his hood divided 100-fold like the fruit of a sinsa tree. Sauti continued, that first of brahmanas thus addressed by the foremost of the chief snakes assembled together, was very much gratified, and the high-souled one then set his heart upon going away. And that best of brahmanas, having saved the snakes from the snake sacrifice, ascended to heaven when his time came, leaving sons and grandsons behind him. Thus I have recited to thee this history of Astika, exactly as it happened. Indeed, the recitation of this history dispelleth all fear of snakes. Sauti continued, O brahmanas, O foremost one of Bhrigu's race, as thy ancestor Pramati had cheerfully narrated unto his inquiring son Ruru, and as I heard it, thus I have recited this blessed history from the beginning of the learned Astika. And O brahmana, O oppressor of all enemies, having heard this holy history of Astika, that increaseth virtue, and which thou hast asked me about after hearing the story of Dunduba, let thy ardent curiosity be satisfied. Right, so then he closes it back that remembers that that Pramati, Dunduba had asked Ruru, under Ruru, that he should hear this story. Right, so here was the story. Right, so that ends the Astika Parva. And now we move on to the Adi Vasana Vatarana Parva. Yes.
Two of those mantras that you just said that we should be attentive to. Two of those mantras are used also for removing poison. When someone gets bitten by snake, then they call the snake or whatever they do.
They use those mantras.
I saw it in that snake book.
Yeah? They use the mantras. Okay, so we have section 59. Right, this is still Adi Parva, but now we go into the Adi Vasana Vatarana Parva. That's a subsection. I mean, a sub parva of this main one. Shaunaka said, "O son, thou hast narrated to me this extensive and great history, commencing from the progeny of Bhrigu. O son of Suta, I have been much gratified with thee. I ask thee again to recite to me, O son of Asuta, the history composed by Vyas, the varied and wonderful narrations that were recited amongst those illustrious Sarasyas assembled at the sacrifice, in the intervals of their duties of that long extended ceremony, and the objects also of those narrations. I desire to hear from thee, O son of Asuta, recite therefore all those to me fully." Right? So, in other words, he said, "I was at the snake sacrifice, I heard the Mahabharata." So then he asked, "Well, how did this sacrifice come up? What's the history behind it?" And then so many things. So we learned about Astika and then Jarakaru, you know, and how the snakes were cursed by their mother, and how Garuda, you know, got the nectar and freed his mother from the bondage of the snakes. Right? We heard about the churning of the ocean because Uchaishravas was part of the story. Where did he come from? Right, so we've heard the main was, how did the snake sacrifice come to pass, that you heard the Mahabharata? But now that he's explained all that, now at this point he's saying, now please recite the Mahabharata. Right? So Vyasadeva then, after this recitation, this is what is documented. Does that make sense? In other words, it was already published before in oral form, but in written form now, after Sutta has spoken it, so it has this whole introduction now, and we'll have conclusion at the end. So that is what was published in written form. Does that make sense? Sauti said, "The Brahmanas in the intervals of the duties spake of many things founded upon the Vedas, but Vyas recited the wonderful and great history called the Bharata." Shaunaka said, "That sacred history called the Mahabharata, spreading the fame of the Pandavas, which Krishna Dvaipayana asked by Janamejaya, caused to be duly recited after the completion of the sacrifice. I desire to hear duly. That history hath been born of the ocean-like mind of the great Rishi of soul purified by yoga. Thou foremost of good men, recited unto me, for, O son of Asuta, my thirst hath not been appeased by all thou hast said." So it appears that other very nice things from the Vedas were discussed during the sacrifice, in the intervals, in between. But when the sacrifice was finished, then Vyasadeva recited the Mahabharata. Sauti said, "I shall recite to thee from the beginning of that great and excellent story called the Mahabharata, composed by Vyas. O Brahmana, listen to it in full as I recite it. I myself feel a great pleasure in reciting it." Section 60. Sauti said, "Hearing that Janamejaya was installed at the snake sacrifice, the learned Rishi Krishna Dvaipayana went thither on the occasion. And he, the grandfather of the Pandavas, was born in an island of the Jamuna, of the virgin Kali, by Shakti's son Parasara." So it seems another of her names is Kali. And Shakti. So Parasara's father was Shakti. "And the illustrious one developed by his will alone his body as soon as he was born, and mastered the Vedas with the branches and all the histories." Right, so it seems that on his, because he was then in that way, he was human, but by his own potency, then he grew up and was full grown in one day, because he says, by his will alone his body as soon as he was born, because you're born with a body, but that's not the main body, right? Because it grows. Then you are an adult. Then it's like you're, you know, an individual person, right? You're responsible and all those things like that. Does that make sense? Because before that, then you're under the care of the parents, under the teacher, like this. But then at that time, you can say you're standing on your own. Vedas, their branches, and all the histories. So that means the three parts: the Vedas, Vedangas. That's the branches, and then the histories would be the Upangas. "And you readily obtained that which no one could obtain by asceticism, by the study of the Vedas, by vows, by fasts, by progeny, and by sacrifice. Right? So readily obtained, what you can't get by any of that is realization. Those things are a catalyst for it, but the realization is something else. And the first of the Vedic knowing ones, he divided the Vedas into four parts. And the Brahmana Rishi had knowledge of the Supreme Brahman. Brahma knew the past by intuition, was holy and cherished truth. Of sacred deeds and great fame, he begot Pandu and Dhritarashtra and Vidura in order to continue the line of Santanu. And the high-souled Rishi with his disciples, all conversant with the Vedas and their branches, entered the sacrificial pavilion of the royal sage, Janavijaya. And he saw that the king Janavijaya was seated in the sacrificial region like the god Indra, surrounded by numerous sarasyas, by kings of various countries whose coronal locks had undergone the sacred bath. Coronal locks, I think, coronate means locks that have taken part in the coronation. Right? It means they have had the sacred bath. You know, because only big kings, then they get that bath when they're coronated like that. Coronal hair is pretty good. Coronal locks. And had undergone the sacred bath and by competent ritviks like unto Brahman himself. And that foremost one of Bharata's race, the royal sage Janamijaya, beholding the Rishi come, advanced quickly with his followers and relatives in great joy. And the king, with the approval of his sarasyas, gave the Rishi a golden seat, as Indra did to Brihaspati. Right, so his sarasyas are his invited guests, you know, the sages. So then with their permission only, he does his various things, right? So he's always, even though he's the king, but the king always works under someone. Does that make sense? No one is independent, that I just do whatever I want, I don't have to listen to anybody. It doesn't exist. Right? Can you think of one person like that? Think hard. The kings here are under their Brahmins, Brahmins are under the Shastra. Indra is under his Brahmins, like here, said like Brihaspati. Right? And even to say Brahma, but Brahma's under Krishna. Right? And you could say, well, Krishna's there, so I do have a chance, you know, I still could be God, you know, like that. But God, Krishna, is subservient to his devotees. So sorry, there's no one in creation anywhere who is not under somebody. Right? So it's one of those kind of like, I guess you could say, minor facts that you just kind of got to get used to. You know, it's like life's like that, and it's the way it is. It's go when as soon as you get used to it, then you can get out of here, right? Like that. And when the Rishi, capable of granting boons and adored by the celestial Rishis themselves, had been seated, the King of Kings worshipped him according to the rites of the scriptures. And the king then offered him his grandfather Krishna. It means grandfather Krishna, because Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas, right? Because he was also dark, he was black. Who fully deserved them, water to wash his feet and mouth, and the Argya and kine. It's here, so it's like, and accepting those offerings from the Pandava Janamijaya and ordering the kine also not to be slain, Vyasa became much gratified. And the king, after those adorations, bowed to his great grandfather and, sitting in joy, asked him about his welfare. And the illustrious Rishi also, casting his eyes upon him and asking him about his welfare, worshipped the Sarasyas, having been before worshipped by them all. And after all this, Janamijaya, with all the sarasyas, questioned that first the Brahmins would join palms as follows. Okay, so that means then Vyasadeva also, then he respected all the sages that are there. After he was received and respected, then he respected everybody else. O Brahmana, thou hast seen with thy own eyes the acts of the Kurus and the Pandavas. I am desirous of hearing thee recite their history. What was the cause of the disunion among them that was fruitful of such extraordinary deeds? Why also did the great battle which caused the death of countless creatures occur between all my grandfathers, their clear sense overclouded by fate? O excellent Brahmana, tell me all this in full, as everything had happened. Hearing those words of Janamejaya, Krishna Dwaipayana directed his disciple Vaishampayana, seated by his side, saying, "The discord that happened between the Kurus and the Pandavas of old, narrate all to the king, even as thou hast heard from me." Then that blessed Brahmana, at the command of his preceptor, recited the whole of that history under the king, the Sarasyas, and all the chieftains there assembled. And he told them all about the hostility and the utter extinction of the Kurus and the Pandavas. Okay. So we'll end here. And tomorrow then we'll hear about Vaishampayana's recitation, right? So up to now we've heard others.
Om Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Good job.